This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 746. Success in life is all about...
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. In this episode, we got a good question from Shuo about the word about. Find out what it means and how to use some native phrases that you've never seen in your textbook before. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going there? How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I am doing well. I don't know why the weather's been kind of sad lately over here. How about up there?
Yeah, same here in Boston. It's been a little cold and rainy, but this weekend is Mother's Day weekend, so I'm looking forward to that. Are you doing anything special with your mother?
I was home last weekend, so I celebrated then, but I'm probably going to do something special with my mother-in-law, so that would be cool.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, yeah, you have two mothers.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, we're going to have my mom come to Boston with my niece and my brother and my sister-in-law, and we're going to do some photos with the flowers and stuff. So,
aw, that's so cute.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice to spend time together as a family. Guys, if you're confused, we do record a couple of weeks in advance. So this coming, today is the 10th of May. So even though it's the 29th when this is coming out. So that's where the confusion comes from. Okay.
Right.
Awesome. So guys, I want to remind you, if you haven't subscribed to our show yet in iTunes, on your iTunes app, or whether it's Stitcher, whatever it is, hit subscribe so you get the episodes every day. Okay. And also I want to say thank you to some reviewers in the iTunes store. Thank you to, Natian from Japan, Ketchum 83340 from USA, Joa VP26 from Uruguay, Amar Alksukari from USA, Ali Sayadi from USA, and Tim Tirafat from Thailand. You guys are awesome for reviewing us. I love your reviews here. And please go on over, guys, if you haven't yet, and review us in the iTunes store. We love getting that feedback from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, very cool. So Michelle, tell me a bit, you know, a couple years ago, actually now, we did a show about your work as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
What is that all about? What's it all about to be a stand-up comedian in New York?
Oh, well, it's cool. I mean, I really didn't do it that much. I actually have been lately thinking about getting into it again, which is funny that you asked me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So, but it's cool. I mean, you gotta find open mics and, you know, it's just about being, observing things that happen in your daily life and thinking of how you could use them and thinking of funny stories. And it's also just about not being afraid, Yeah.
Yeah. It's really about understanding also what's funny and why things are funny, right? It's kind of things that are opposite of what we would expect in life that can be funny, right? As long as no one gets hurt. I think I saw that definition of comedy. So you have to have an eye for it. It's about having an eye for finding things that might be funny.
Yeah, and finding things that are relatable to people is for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that, you know, you want someone to think, oh my gosh, that's so true. Like, that happened to me the other day. And like, you know, yeah. And that's, I think the funniest comedians are able to make you realize things about your daily life that are funny and ridiculous that you didn't think about until that comedian brought it up.
Yeah, that's so true. I love that. That's what people like Jerry Seinfeld
exactly.
do. Right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
is Jerry Seinfeld. If you guys don't know who Jerry Seinfeld is, you must go to YouTube right away and type in Jerry Seinfeld, find some of his material. So funny. So funny.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So success in comedy is about a lot of things, but mostly about making things relatable and finding the funny and the ridiculous in the everyday yeah. stuff, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Love that. Good to know. Okay. I don't I'll ever be a stand-up comedian myself, but it's good to know how to crack a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So today, guys, we got a question from one of our awesome listeners. And I wonder if our listeners are picking up the phrase that we just kept using in that little conversation. Do you think our listeners got it, Michelle?
I think they got it. I think they mm-hmm. got it.
Well,
if they didn't, what is it?
What is it? So we said, it's about, right? I said, what is comedy? What is success in comedy all about? Michelle said what? You said, do you remember, Michelle?
I said a lot of things.
Yeah, you said a lot of things. Right.
I gave a speech. Sorry.
You did. But one example, you said it's about.
I think I said it's about not being afraid.
Yeah, about not being afraid, about making people laugh, about making it relatable. Okay, so
right. We're
going to talk about what this phrase means. It's about something. Okay,
right.
So interesting question from Shuo, right? One of our listeners. So Michelle, would you mind reading the question for us and then we'll go into it?
Yes, here we go.
Okay.
So I heard people use phrases like, it's about doing basic math. It's all about doing basic math. It's more about doing basic math. Can you give more examples similar to these? I couldn't thank you enough. Sincerely, Shuo. Oh, okay. So that's a good specific question.
I love those good specific questions. And we might get a little tongue-tied today because this is the first episode of the day. We're just waking up here with our coffee, right, Michelle?
<That's>
You haven't
right.
had your coffee yet.
I'm working on it.
Good, good. Well, then let's just do it. Let's dive into it for Shuo, okay? So there's a lot of different uses for about, right? The word about.
Right.
But today we're going to talk about it as a preposition, right? And I looked in the dictionary and the first definition that came up, one of the most common ones is about means of or concerning or in regard to, right? So, Michelle, could you read an example for us?
Sure.
From the dictionary? Yeah.
Sure. Instructions about the work, a book about the Civil War.
Right. So what is this really? I mean, just to put it in our own terms, what does this about mean in this context?
Yeah, well, it's like the main idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
The most
mm-hmm.
important thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. So the bottom line, the core, the most
right.
important thing, the heart of something. So don't make this any more complicated than it is, guys, right? Because it's actually pretty simple. It's just you probably haven't heard these constructions before because they're very native. They're very
yeah.
natural. I wouldn't picture these in a textbook unless it's a very modern textbook, honestly. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I've seen this.
Exactly. Exactly. And then just so you know, I'm sure we know this, right? It can also be used as an adverb to say something that is near in time, number, or degree. So we say, for example, Michelle, what's an example of that?
It's about 84 degrees out today. I wish.
Exactly. Wish. Oh my God. Pretty soon though. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, maybe it will be about 84 degrees.
I hope so. I know. I'm sure it will. And then I'll be like, I don't want it to be 84 degrees.
You're always complaining.
I'm like, no.
No, that's not true.
I'm like a good, like a 78 degree kind of gal. No.
Yeah.
No, but
me too.
I'm just happy if it's sunny, even if it's cold or warm. I just want the sun.
Sun is a big thing. And that's why choosing where you you live is important. You know, I mean, I've been thinking I should leave the East Coast because there's just not enough sun out here.
I know. I'm sometimes like, why do we do this to ourselves? But it's because it's, you know, we found really great places to live. So everyone just kind of deals with the weather.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that, right? So it's about 84 degrees, meaning more or less, right? Right. Okay. Near in time, number or degree. Another way to use it is by saying, by it meaning nearly or almost. What's an example of that, Michelle?
Lindsay, breakfast is about ready. Got to come to the table.
Yeah, about, exactly. Or just about, we could say, right? Breakfast is just about ready. Okay.
Right.
So today we're not focusing on those uses of about. We're going to focus more on the first definition of it that we talked about today. All right. So I just saw a really good movie. Michelle, do you want to know what it was about?
I want to know. Tell me what it was about, Lindsay.
Well, it was called The Founder. Have you seen it?
No, but I know my parents on loved it.
Oh my God. So good. And this was especially interesting for me because this summer I was out in San Bernardino, the location of the first McDonald's. And I went to a museum where I was able, they walked you through the timeline of exactly what we learned in the movie. But you know, when you go to a museum, it kind of doesn't come to life the same way a movie can bring it to life and emotionally hit you. And they showed us like, so basically McDonald's was founded by these two guys from my home state. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. New Hampshire boys. Dick and Mac, basically, they started it in San Bernardino, and then Ray Kroc came in and realized the genius behind the systems they had created. And he said, we need to franchise this. And he went out, and then it got ugly, basically, from a business perspective. He took it to, obviously, where it is today, but he also kind of stole the business. yeah, but I really recommend,
recommend
the movie. Yeah, definitely check it out. So that's what it was about. So we use this when we're talking about, you know, again, about what a story is concerning, right? What the topic is of a story.
Right.
If you are still trying to learn by subscribing to every podcast and searching every free lesson on the internet without a coherent system and strategy, you won't get to connection, which is where we want to be. Guys, try the 3-step bridge to connection method. Go to allearsenglish.com/bridge to get lesson 1 today. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Perfect.
So what's one of the phrases that Shuo asked us about, Michelle? Now I'm saying about all the time. I'm hearing it.
Well, I think Shuo asked.
Well, actually, the next point, actually, this is just a shoot
off
of that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, this is another way. Yeah. Okay. What's this all about?
Mm-hmm. Another very common phrase, right? And what does that mean?
It's basically like, oh, what's going on? Or please explain, right? So I think of it, like if a father is asking for, you know, his kid, if the kid's like grades are going down and the father wants to know what's going on, right? Oh, I just said the next phrase.
That's exactly right. So that's what that means. So these are kind of the definitions, right? So what's this all about could mean what's going on, right? And what else?
Or I'd like more details.
Yeah. Or what else?
Or what's happening?
Perfect. So again, this phrase, what's this all about? Another super, you know, I also don't think we'd find this in a textbook. I don't really know why textbooks might not cover this. It just feels very modern. You know, maybe they would. Who knows? Maybe depending on the textbook publisher. But this is something that native speakers use. What's this all about? Right? You want more details. Sometimes it's when something bad is happening.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Do you use this one yourself, Michelle?
I'm like, as we're talking about it, I'm thinking of it in my head over and over. And I definitely know it. I'm trying to think of, I feel like I don't say it that much, but I know that people
do.
You do use it?
Oh, yeah. No, I personally, let's see. What's this all about? It's more when you have a situation where there's somebody who's like kind of in power in some case, and they come into a situation like a father and a kid.
Yeah.
Right. Or like, I don't know, a principal of a school comes into the cafeteria and there's stuff being thrown around or kids are arguing. What's this all about, kids? Right.
Right. Something right. Like I could that. See. Yeah. I could see it in that way. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is out there. Maybe we don't use it much because it doesn't come into our lives, but people use it for sure.
Yeah.
What about book titles? Sometimes we hear this all about when it comes to book titles.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So like, is this a real book, Lindsay?
I don't know. It could be. It probably is. It probably is, but I just made it up.
All about dieting.
Right? Yeah. Right. That could be a title. And I know we've done some of our IELTS episodes. Guys, just a side note, if you're taking the IELTS exam, go over and subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast. But we've done some titles of podcast episodes, like something like All About IELTS, All About IELTS Speaking, All About IELTS Writing, right? So that is used as a title. What does it mean? What's another way of saying it?
Another way of saying it is that we're telling you about this topic.
Yeah, like on dieting, right? Would be I've seen like academic papers being titled as like on dieting or on this, on that. But that's more academic. So talking about this thing, it's hard to find a substitute for about because it's so commonplace, right?
Well, it's basically this is the topic. That's what it says. The topic is dieting or, you know, everything. Not because I want to say everything about.
Everything about dieting.
I can't say it without saying about.
But nowadays, you know, book marketers have to come up with better titles than this if they want to sell their book. I mean, that's weak. That's a weak title in terms of marketing, I think.
Yeah. Not
all about dieting. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to the person who did write All About Dieting if it's a book. We're just like, oh, that's a terrible title. Now I want to see if that's a real book. Anyway.
It probably is if you go to Amazon. We don't know, but we call it like we see it, right? All right. So what's another? Earlier, going back to what we were talking about, I asked you about comedy, right? What is succeeding in comedy about? What about succeeding in life, Michelle? What is that about?
Well, succeeding in life is about working hard.
Yeah, exactly. And this is, I mean, do you agree with that? Do you think that that is the number one reason for success is hard work? Or do you think it's more like luck or connections or?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's persistence and also being able to form strong relationships. And it's a lot. Yeah. What do you think, Lindsay?
I really think that, well, in terms of entrepreneurship, I think that the most important thing is being willing to work harder and longer than any of your competitors, like ridiculously longer, like just keep doing it. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. But I think also connections are important and what you know is important and your all sorts of other things for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's... Oh, gosh.
Big topic.
Exactly.
And then we have another example because Shuo asked us to talk about more about. So this is just taking the same thing, but it's just kind of slightly turning the sentence, right?
Yeah.
So I could say, Michelle, I'll say the first part of the sentence and maybe you could say the second part. So okay. I say, it's not where you went to school that matters.
Okay. It's more about who you know.
Okay. And that might be true, right? That's another theory about success in life, right? I mean, that's why like fraternities or like eating clubs are so important at Harvard and these big universities like Princeton, because they want to form these relationships that later they're all going to be in positions of power. Right. I mean, basically, yeah. So relationships, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, with the whole, I mean, yeah, I do think that mostly relationships are such a huge part of it. But I think, you know, also just the hard work. And it's hard work to get those relationships as well.
True. Yeah, it all comes together.
Yeah, that's right.
I like this next one, but we want to put a caveat on this because this is not one that I say anymore, but I used to say it. So maybe we won't advise our listeners to actually use it, but just know about it. You might hear it from teenagers, but it's more one I used to say back in the 90s. Like, what is it, Michelle? What is it?
I'm all about that.
I mean, do you say this now?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
No, it's kind of older and younger. So don't worry about it, guys. Just a fun bonus phrase. You know, it means I love that or I'm excited about that, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm in favor of that, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. I love that. So, okay. So we've given you guys some really nice examples. So now we're going to jump into a role play. We've got two friends discussing life and success. That's the theme that we're on today.
Yeah. All right. So okay. Let's go for it.
So Michelle, what do you think it takes to succeed in life?
Well, I suppose it depends on how you define success. In my view, it's not about where you come from. It's about how hard you work.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I heard you went to a networking event last night. What was that all about?
Oh, it was cool. It was just a bunch of people in our field. I met some people who are further along in the field, and I learned a lot about what it's like to teach at the college level.
Sounds great. Well, I think it's about time for lunch. You want to join me?
All right. Cool.
So you guys are going to notice in just a second that we threw in about in a different usage towards the end, but we'll highlight that in just a second. So, Michelle, what did we do here?
Okay. Well, we used about in a lot of different ways. So in the first part, I said, it's not about where you come from. It's about how hard you work, which is this idea of like, it's at the core. Like that's like the most important thing, right?
Exactly. The bottom line, right? And that's the meaning that we've been focusing on today, guys. Good. And then I said you went to a networking event. What was that all about? Right. In that case, it's not like, what is this all about? It's not being mean or being confrontational. It's like, I'm curious. Right? What was that all about? Right? What was that all about? I'm interested. What did you learn? What did you do? Right?
Right, right, right. Okay. And then I said, I learned a lot about what it's like to teach at the college level, right? So that was the topic.
Exactly. So that's the topic. The bottom line, the core of what you learned was about what it's like to teach at the college level. Then we threw in a curveball for our listeners, right? So what did we say in that last line?
You said, well, I think it's about time for lunch, right? Mm. So that was the idea the one that we were talking about. Oh, is breakfast about ready, right?
Yeah, nearly, right? Nearly time. It's just about, it's around the time for lunch. So that's being used in a slightly different way, right? That in that case, it doesn't mean the core or the main point. It's saying it's almost lunchtime, basically, guys. And we can talk about that use of about in a different episode, but not today because we like to focus on one thing at a time.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Cool. So Michelle, do we have any takeaways from today?
Yeah, well, you know, it's an important building block, this word about. It's important a building block for your English. So listen again to this episode. And also always, you know, we say listen to how natives use what we're talking about, right? And start repeating chunks that you hear when you're comfortable.
Exactly. Write down some things that you learned from today's episode. Go out, listen, repeat what you hear, and bring it all together. Because I do think this is important to understand this use of this word. It's really very much like part of your foundation that you're going to build for English. So definitely go out and use it. Okay. And remember, guys, to subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast if you're prepping for IELTS. And also subscribe to the podcast in your app, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, whatever it is, hit subscribe now. Okay, guys, so you get us 4 days a week. Very cool. Okay, Michelle, this has been fun.
All right, Lindsay, have a good one.
Thanks for hanging out today. It's always a good time.
Yes, absolutely. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.